I'm Dan Cook, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. In possibly the most well-known chapter in the Bible, the 23rd Psalm, David uses the imagery of a shepherd leading his sheep. He uses this picture of God to allow us to see Him as our protector and king. As we submit to our shepherd by following Him, we reap great benefit throughout our lives. Psalm 23, verse 1 reads, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." In our Western way of thinking, a flock of sheep or a herd of cattle are usually driven. You may remember the TV show many years ago called Rawhide and how the cowboys drove the herd across the Western plains, pushing them along while protecting them from rustlers and other predators. To start the large herd moving, cowboys would yell, "Head 'em up, move 'em out." In Middle Eastern countries, however, the flock normally follows the leading of the shepherd. The sheep know the shepherd's voice and will follow him and only him. Their reward for obedience to his voice is the confidence he will provide. Their comfort is in knowing by following his leading, they will receive food and sustenance. They sense that their thirst will be quenched, and their shepherd will protect them from predators. The shepherd is their little world, and without him, they would be lost. To follow their shepherd means they shall not want. We can know that very same comfort and peace by listening to our own shepherd's voice. In Philippians 4:7, we see, "Then God's peace, which goes beyond anything we can imagine, will guard your thoughts and emotions through Christ Jesus." As one who has suffered from emotional trauma due to many years as a first responder, the Lord has often given me that peace of which I do not understand. When life, filled with its emotional challenges, becomes just too much for us, we can seek our Savior, Jesus Christ, in meditation and prayer to give us His peace. This also reminds me of the fourth verse of Psalm 23. "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." The imagery in this verse is so intense, it can create within me uncomfortable thoughts, a response of dread bringing to mind some of the darker valleys in my life. We have all walked through those dark valleys. David is saying, we do not have to fear during these times, but can rely on our good shepherd to give us comfort, strength, and hope. He protects us from the darkness in our lives with his rod. In Bible times, the rod was used as a weapon, like a club, to ward off the occasional hungry lion or bear, whereas the staff provided direction for the sheep as the shepherd leads. The hook at the top of the staff also allowed him to reach down deep into a crevice or over the side of a cliff to retrieve a lost sheep. How wonderful the feeling when our loving shepherd defends us against the roaring lion seeking whom to devour. How comforting to know, even when we take a wrong turn in life, causing us to fall into life's dark valleys, Jesus, our good shepherd, will always reach down, rescue us, and lead us to the green pastures and still waters. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.